Okay, let's get cracking today. We are starting Meseches Maaser Sheni. Very exciting as we learn Perek Aleph, Mishnah Aleph, and Perek Aleph, Mishnah Beis. As we've learned until now in Seder Zrum, the first thing that a person separates from his produce is Truma. That could be really any amount. As we said, it's either 1/40th generally, 1/50th, or 1/60th. But at least at a Midaraisa level, any amount can be given as Truma to the Kohen. The second amount that's separated is Maaser Rishon. Maaser Rishon is 10% of your crops that are then given after Truma to the Levi. And then after Truma separated, and then after Maaser Rishon is separated, then we have Maaser Sheni and Maaser Ani. Maaser Sheni is separated in the first, second, fourth, and fifth year of the Shemitah cycle. Maaser Ani, which is simply given to the poor person, is separated during the third and the sixth year of the Shemitah cycle. But this Masechet is going to be discussing Maaser Sheni, which again, like we've discussed until now, is basically where a person has 10% of his crops. After Maaser Rishon is separated, you bring your crops to Yerushalayim and you eat them there. Now, if it's too much of a schlep and it's too hard to bring all of your crops, to bring the 10% of your crops, the Maaser Sheni, to Yerushalayim, then, as we will learn, you're allowed to take your crops and redeem them where you are, and then bring that money to Yerushalayim, and then spend that money there in Yerushalayim. So now we're going to begin learning various halachos as they pertain to Maaser Sheni. Says the Mishnah, Maaser Sheni, when it comes to Maaser Sheni, ein mochrino so, you can't simply sell it. There is a certain level of kedusha when it comes to Maaser Sheni. It has to be eaten only again in Yerushalayim. It's a machlokas tanon, whether it's really holy, it's considered to belong to the gevoa, it's belong to the Rabbonu Shel Olam, or it's Mishal Hedyot, or it's not necessarily Hashem's, but there's at least certain some level of holiness, but not the highest level of holiness. But regardless, you by selling it, you're disrespecting the kedusha. You're not treating it in the appropriate way. The ain mimashkinin ozo. And you can't use Maaser Sheni as a mashkon, as a collateral, that sometimes when there's some sort of a loan taking place, in order to assure that the loan will be paid, you'll sometimes take a collateral from the person who's borrowing from you, but you can't use Maaser Sheni for that purpose, again, because it's disrespecting the Kiddush. And again, this is even though we know that Pidyon works. You can redeem, certainly, the Maaser Sheni for money and then bring that money to Yerushalayim. That works, as long as it's for the purpose of redeeming it in Yerushalayim, not for any other type of purpose. The ein machalifinoso, and you're not allowed to simply trade it, because we assume that it's not necessarily clear the person that you either sell it to or trade it to is going to use it in the appropriate Maaser Sheni way, and therefore you shouldn't be trading Maaser Sheni as well. Velo shoklin kenegdo, and you shouldn't use it if you're trying to, you know, let's say you have a pound of Maaser Sheni, you shouldn't use it as a counterweight when you're trying to put something else on the weight. At all, I know this is a pound, so let's see how much this other produce weighs. You can't do that, because again, you are disrespecting the holiness of the Maaser Sheni. Velo yomar adam lechaveiru b'Yerushalayim. And once you get to Yerushalayim with your Maaser Sheni, with your produce, a person shouldn't say to his friend, Heilach yayin v'sein li shemen. You take this wine, Maaser Sheni, and I'm going to take your oil, Maaser Sheni. Because again, that's disrespecting the holiness of the Maaser Sheni. And therefore, no, you're the owner. You should be the person who's eating the Maaser Sheni in Yerushalayim. Continuing the Mishnah, v'chein sha'ar kol ha'peros. The same is true when it comes to any type of fruits that are being given as Maaser Sheni. And as the Bartanura points out, the only things that are Maaser Sheni on a midaraisa level are grains, wines, and oil. On a deraisa level, you have to separate Maaser Sheni of those things. But when it comes to fruits, for example, it's only Maaser Sheni on a midrabbanan level. But says the Mishnah, the same applies to fruits as well. You shouldn't be exchanging them, trading them, and so on. Once you get to Yerushalayim, you should treat them with the holiness of Maaser Sheni, even though it's only Maaser Sheni on a midrabbanan level. Finishing off the Mishnah, aval, but nostin zelazeh matnas chinam. But you may give Maaser Sheni to another person as a gift. For example, you have someone who's coming to you're living in Yerushalayim, is coming to your table to eat the Maaser Sheni. So certainly you can allow such a person to eat the Maaser Sheni. That's certainly still respecting the Kedusha, the holiness of the food. But again, you shouldn't be trading it, you shouldn't be making deals with it, using it as a collateral and so on. But certainly someone who's in Yerushalayim can certainly benefit and eat from your Maaser Sheni. Continuing now with Perek Aleph, Mishnah Beis. Says the Mishnah that we're going to discuss two other types of Miser. We're going to be dealing with Miser Behema and Bechor. Says the Mishnah, Miser Behema, when it comes to the tenth of your animals, the 10% of your animals, that you have to treat also with a certain level of Kedusha. The halach of Miser Behema is that every 10 of your animals of a particular flock needs to be treated also with this status of Miser. The halach is that if it does not have a mumet, if it does not have a blemish, then it has to be brought as a karban. If it does have a mumet, then you, the owner, can eat it in a regular type of a way. And the way that you determine Miser Behema is basically of all your animals in your pen, you let them out of the pen, and as they leave, you mark every 10 animals, and every 10th animal you give a certain mark, and that animal has the status of Miser Behema, and you have to treat it as such. So says the Mishnah, when it comes to Miser Behema, in mochrin oso tamim chai, you can't sell it if it's tamim, if there's no mum, and if it's alive. Because if it's no mum and it's alive, then obviously it has a certain status of being brought as a karban. Velo bal mum chai v'shochet. And you can sell it if it's a bal mum, if it has a blemish on it, whether it's alive or whether it's already shechted, because at the end of the day, as the Bar Tanura points out, there's a gezeira sakov, a kosov gezeira shav, a special diuk learned from the psukim, teaching us that that a meiser behema must be eaten by the owner. You can't have someone else have it, and therefore you can't sell it, you can't trade it. You yourself should be eating the meiser behema. If it has a mum, you can't bring it as a carbon, but you yourself, the owner, should be eating it. And says the mission of Ein Mekachin Bo'asisha there too, you can't use it to marry a woman as the kesef, as the monetary effectuation of the marriage. You can't allow Meiser Behema to be part of that, because at the end of the day, there's a certain level of kedusha. You shouldn't be selling it, you shouldn't be using it as kedushin. You should either be bringing it as a carbon if it doesn't have a mum, or you should be eating it if it does have a mum. Continuing in the Mishnah, ha-bechor, when it comes to the bechor, when it comes to the firstborn of your kosher animals, whether it's a cow, a sheep, a goat, and so on, the halacha when it comes to a bechor is similar to a meiser behema, but a little bit different, because this, a bechor belongs to a kohen. When it comes to a bechor, if it doesn't have a mum, then it goes as a karban. If it does have a mum, then the kohen has the right and ability to eat the bechor. You don't need it; it belongs to a kohen. But if it doesn't have a mum, it's brought as a karban. If it does have a mum, then the kohen could eat it. So what's the halacha? What can a kohen do with such an animal? Says the Mishnah, mochrin oso tamim chai. Kohen has the right to sell it; it belongs to him. He can sell it if it's tamim. If it doesn't have a blemish and it's alive, he can sell it. Again, we're talking about though during a time when there's no beis hamikdash. If there is a beis hamikdash, then it has to be brought as a karban. But if there's no beis hamikdash, therefore there's nothing to do with it. You can't bring it as a carbon. So the Kohen has the ability to sell it if it does have a blemish. If it doesn't have a blemish, and therefore he can certainly sell it. Ubal mum chai v'shachut. And if it does have a, and if it does have a blemish, then whether it's alive or dead, the Kohen has the right and ability to sell it as well. Umekachin bo'asaich, and he could also use it to marry a woman, because again, the bechor animal belongs to the Kohen, and therefore he could do with it as he chooses. Continuing in the Mishnah, as we revert back to the halachos of Meiser Sheni, says the Mishnah, in Mechal and Meiser Sheni ala Simon, when a person is redeeming Meiser Sheni on coins to bring them to Yerushalayim and spend the money there for food, you can't redeem them on coins that don't have an image. There has to be an image on those coins that you're redeeming them with. Velo ala matzebeya she'eno yotze. And you cannot use coins to redeem your Meiser Sheni if they're not accepted currency in that area. If it's some pirate that creates his own currency, you're not allowed to use that coin for a Meiser Sheni. As Rav Schechter often points out, I heard from Rabbi Leibowitz, that what's interesting is that those who don't believe that Medinas Yisrael, the state of Israel, is a Medina, they believe that it's a pirated government, so they would hold that Meiser Sheni, which by the way does apply today, that Meiser Sheni cannot be redeemed from a shekel, from any sort of Israeli currency, because they believe that it's not legitimate shekelim. But certainly we don't believe that, and therefore we would allow you to use the Israeli currency as Meiser Sheni. Finishing off the mission of Velo al Hamaos She'enan Bereshuso, and you're not allowed to use money for Meiser Sheni and redeem money for Meiser Sheni if you don't have access to that money. You have to be able to take that money, bring it to Yerushalayim, spend it there, and eat the food in Yerushalayim as part of Meiser Sheni. Quick review, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Aleph taught us that when it comes to Meiser Sheni, a person can't sell it, can't use it as a collateral, can't trade it, can't use it as a counterweight, and so on. Once you get to Yerushalayim, you shouldn't trade the wine for oil, Meiser Sheni, and so on. Again, there's a certain level of Kedusha, of Maaser Sheni, that you must uphold, that you must maintain, and that you should not waste and misappropriate when it has that status of Maaser Sheni. And the Mishnah said that that's true both when it comes to regular Maaser Sheni on a Midaraisa level, which is grains, wines, and oil, but it's true when it comes to fruits as well, that are only Maaser Sheni on a Midarabanan level. But the Mishnah did tell us that you can certainly use Maaser Sheni and give it as someone as a gift. He could eat it from your table and so on if he's a guest in your home, and you're eating it in Yerushalayim. And then Perak Aleph Mishnah Beis discussed Maaser Behema, and the halacha was that you're not allowed to, that if the animal that you've separated as your Maaser Behema has a does not have a mum, does not have a blemish, then you're not allowed to sell it if it's alive. If it does have a blemish, then you can't sell it whether it's alive or dead. You can't use it to marry a woman and so on, because again, Maaser Behema has a certain level of status, and you have to be the only one to eat it if there is no blemish, if there is a blemish, and if there is no blemish, then you have to bring it as a karban in the Beis HaMikdash. Then when it came to a Bechor, the Mishnah told us that the Kohen has the right to sell it, whether it's alive, if it has a blemish, whether it's alive or dead, the Kohen has the right to sell it. He could use it to marry a woman, because again, the Bechor has the status of belonging to the Kohen. If it belongs to him, if it's his money, if it's his financial possession, then certainly he can use it as he sees fit. And the Mishnah concluded with halachos of Maaser Sheni, of redeeming Maaser Sheni. We said that you can't use coins that don't have image, you can't use a coin where the currency isn't generally accepted, and you can't use coins and money that you don't have access to. Have a great day.